Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to the sharing of scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Higgins, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To spank or not to spank? That is the question. Well, perhaps that isn't the question, but when it comes to parenting and discipline, spanking is sure to spark discussion. It usually goes something like this. Well, I was spanked when I was a kid. I turned out okay. A swat on the bottom never hurt anyone. Now they're telling me I can't touch my kid. Or, the other side, it's too easy to lose control when a parent spanks a child. Spanking leads to child abuse. Only bad parents spank. They don't know anything else to do. The whole concept of corporal punishment is not so black and white. So let's start with a definition of corporal punishment. It is a form of physical punishment that deliberately causes discomfort or pain. An open hand or an implement, often a paddle, is used to strike a child or person to punish or change his or her behavior. So corporal punishment can be divided into three main types. Parental or domestic corporal punishment, which means it's within the family. School corporal punishment, which means it's in the school, and judicial corporal punishment, which is part of a criminal sentence ordered by a court of law. Typically, it's the school cases that make the national news and ignite a debate about the pros and cons of all spanking. Corporal punishment in schools is legal in 19 states in the United States. Judicial corporal punishment is actually rarely used in the Western world. On the flip side, corporal punishment of minors within domestic settings is lawful in all 50 states. In 2010, according to a nationally representative survey, 75% of men and 65% of women 18 to 65 years old agreed that sometimes a child needs a good hard spanking. These proportions, however, have declined modestly since 1986, and more so among women than men. The source of these statistics is the Child Trends Data Bank. So now we're back to this question. To spank or not to spank? There are advocates and research to support both viewpoints. The American Academy of Pediatrics strongly opposes striking a child for any reason. In fact, a study called Mother's Spanking of Three-Year-Old Children and Subsequent Risk of Children's Aggressive Behavior in the May issue of Pediatrics, which was published online in April of 2010. I know that was a lot. I'll have it in the notes. It notes that children who are spanked frequently at the age of 3 are more likely to be aggressive when they're 5. Even when you account for some of those possible confounding factors that the child's level of aggression at 3. So, Dr. Robert Larzelier at Oklahoma State University and Brett Kuhn at the University of Nebraska Medical Center completed the first scientific review of studies of physical discipline. They compared the child outcomes of physical discipline directly with the outcomes of alternative disciplinary tactics used by parents. So what they did was they reviewed 50 years of research on child discipline, and they identified 26 relevant studies on child outcomes of physical punishment. And here's what their conclusions were. Child outcomes of physical discipline depend on how it is applied. So check out the website that I'm going to post with this podcast. It provides links and references on corporal punishment. And this month, Donna and I, yes, we are tackling the issue of corporal punishment. We're going to talk about alternative discipline methods and, you know, talk about what research says is effective. Join us. We're excited. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.